Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
We were talking about the Steelers' defense being cheeks and how both Pat Bostic and I say, just double down on offense. Go win some shootouts. But now there's a bigger story in sports that we got to get to. And we are a Pittsburgh sports morning show, but this story knocked my socks off. Have you seen it, Bostic?
I saw it. Wow.
There are new details emerging in this story, and I think everyone's mouth is about to be agape. Harry, listen to this. The Portland Trailblazers head coach Chauncey Billups has been charged in an illegal poker operation tied to the mafia, law enforcement sources have told ABC News. He was arrested by the FBI. I'll say it again for effect. This illegal poker operation is tied to the mafia. Miami Heat guard Terry Rozier was arrested in a separate but related betting case. Good start to the NBA season. I mean, are you kidding me?
Dude.
The mafia?
I don't know where to start with that.
I don't know where to go with it.
I mean, we reported it because it's being reported. That's about all you can touch. I mean, at this point.
The mafia!
Dude, it's breaking news. I mean, this is crazy.
And now they've legalized sports betting for college athletes, by the way. Just throwing that out there. I think that's a bad idea.
Wait, like college athletes can bet on the sports?
They can't bet on the sport that they're playing, but they can bet on professional sports. I think, when's that start? May, Pat? Do you know?
November 1st.
Oh, I was close.
November 1st, I do believe.
May, November. Yeah, pretty much the same thing.
This is weird. They just took it off the ESPN site.
And I just saw it on ABC where they tied him to the mafia. So as more details emerge, we will provide them for you. But you've got a sitting NBA head coach.
Wow.
Who has been, according to reports, arrested.
Yeah, it's on there.
And tied to the mafia.
Wow. Scary stuff, man.
What the hell's going on, dude? I also think you're opening a huge can of worms with the NCAA allowing this. And I'm wondering if there might have been a big time program that got caught sniffing around something like this. And maybe they said, oh, you know what? I don't even want to name a school, but oh, we don't want Kansas basketball just to name one. Oh boy, we don't want Oklahoma football to get hit with this. And so now you're going to be allowed to gamble.
Yeah.
It's messy, man.
I will say this, and I, not knowing the details of any of these scenarios, but you know, monetizing the sports betting category for with the cost of college sports now, I know it's long been taboo for institutions of higher learning to engage with gambling outfits, whichever you prefer to advertise and spend money with programs to help fill the coffers up.
Right.
Perhaps this slightly, you know, puts the door ajar for that, which I think is happening at some places, but this may allow for it to proliferate a little bit more and become a revenue stream.
Proliferate. Mm. Good word.
Proliferate. That means like spread.
I actually tried to say it correctly there and just failed miserably.
Yeah.
Marconi. Texter writes in, zero Fs given about anything NBA. Listen, a sitting head coach just got arrested by the FBI.
It could be NBA, NFL, MLB, PGA Tour. Anything related to FBI and sports is nuts.
Unrelated, I heard there was an illegal gambling thing going on in Mike Tomlin's basement the other day. They might want to look into that. Jeez. Get him out of town. That's a joke, people.
Yeah, that's a joke. What's funny is I don't know if this is appropriate or not, but what the hell?
Well, I just took it to a place that could have got me in trouble. This is not,
and
it was a joke, a big joke.
I went to ESPN's main page looking for the Chauncey Billups gambling thing, and there's a picture of Otani.
Well, I mean, Chauncey Billups needs a translator. You need a fall guy. Isn't that what came out after Le'Veon Bell and LeGarrette Blount? They were smoking the blunts prior to a Steelers preseason game against the Eagles, and they got caught. It's like, we need a fall guy. You got to have a fall guy.
Yeah, a guy named Blount.
All right, I'm scared that I'm going to walk us into a place I don't want to
walk
us. Is Otani
the best player of all time?
Correct, yes, 100%. Maybe in any sport.
Callis?
Yeah, 100%.
Like, imagine Paul Skeens. I heard Starkey say this yesterday. I think he encapsulated it perfectly.
Hitting like 55 home runs.
It'd be like Paul Skeens hitting 55 homers, yeah, and then stealing 50 bases and striking out 10 guys in a playoff game and then hitting 3 home runs. It's insane.
Well, it can't be emphasized, too. He's the only player that's ever had 50 home runs and 50 stolen bases in a season.
He's as good an all-around baseball player as there's ever been if you take the pitching out of it. With the power, the speed. He doesn't play the field, so what? Because he pitches, and he's a damn good pitcher.
Dude.
Well, he hurt his arm doing both their, a lot of arm surgeries.
I hope he starts Game 1 for the Dodgers, because I'd love to see him pitch 3 games in this series. All right, to the phones where people want to talk about Alex Highsmith. No, they're gone. 412-928-9370. We'll take it back to the Steelers here. You and I have said, hey, if it would take an Alex Highsmith to get you a Jaylen Waddle, go for it. Can you imagine this offense with Jaylen Waddle? A couple of weeks ago... I mean, you said that you've moved off your spot a little bit and that you are down with them making a move to add an offensive player. A couple of weeks ago, I wasn't in on them getting a wide receiver because I didn't think that it would make all that much of a difference because the offensive line was so bad.
Yep.
What's the point? The offensive line's growing, baby.
They are.
They're playing better football.
And Arthur Smith's done a great job schematically to put them in positions to not only be successful, but to grow. And to grow consistently.
I think it helps the running game if you've got Jaylen Waddle on the outside. And I'm totally fine spending $36 million on him next year in cash and $35 million in cap hit on DK Metcalf because I think you hit it on the head. The Steelers obviously want Rodgers back. I'm less convinced that he wants to play another season in the NFL, though I would lean that he does. If he knows walking in next year, he's going to have DK Metcalf and Jaylen Waddle to throw the ball to in addition to his tight ends, and it's another year where this offensive line has coalesced, I think it's all the more likely he does come back. Because I wouldn't rule out if he wants to play again, him going someplace else.
Yeah, you got to make it attractive for him.
You
because,
do.
You know, if J.J. McCarthy goes out and doesn't perform for Minnesota... And because, Carson Wentz has been up and way down and then back up and then way down again. There could be a world in which the Vikings are looking for a stopgap. And I think Metcalf and Waddle compare more favorably to Jefferson and Addison than Metcalf and Calvin Austin.
You instantly have one of the top receiver duos in the game. You look at what Philadelphia's got. You look at what Cincinnati's got. You look at what the Vikings got. I think, obviously, Justin Jefferson's the best player among that bunch. Jamar Chase probably right there, too. But I would take Metcalf and Waddle over Chase and Addison. I think Waddle's a better player than Addison. Yeah. Splitting hairs.
I mean, look at it this way. So if you had Waddle and Metcalf, it's a $71 million cap hit?
Yep.
Your cap hit between Watt and Highsmith next year is $62 million.
Yeah.
And what are you getting?
Well, that's why you brought up Olave. I think you could get Olave for a draft pick. I think you get Rashid Shaheed for a draft pick. I think you might be able to get Jacoby Myers for a draft pick. If you were to acquire Jaylen Waddle, and Jeremy Fowler reported yesterday he could be had at the right price, you got to move salary out to move salary in. And Alex Highsmith would be the logical candidate. I mean, I do think you could consider moving a guy like Pat Freiermuth, but I don't think he'd move the needle in the same way that Alex Highsmith would. You know, teams are paying quarterbacks and teams are paying edge rushers. And Alex Highsmith is to make $18 million this year, 20 and 21 in each of the next 2 years, respectively. I would be willing to move him for a wide receiver of Waddle's caliber. What say you at 412-928-9370? Texter writes in, Crowley made that Tomlin joke and backpedaled like he's Joey Porter Jr. You're damn right I did. I went for the funny and I got myself in a scary territory. So for all of you out there texting that the guy who does Mike Tomlin's lawns, who he couldn't name, he could be the fall guy, I'm not going to read those. Not going to do that. Would you trade Alex Highsmith for Jaylen Waddle if the Dolphins were interested? 412-928-9370. You can text us. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You can tweet us. Brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Steelers had a player return to practice yesterday. We'll get into what that might mean when we return.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
In case you missed it, Portland Trailblazers coach Chauncey Billups arrested by the FBI as part of a gambling investigation related to the mob. And I sloppily walked us into one in our previous segment and then drew a line between that and college athletes being allowed to gamble. That was sloppy. There's really no correlation there. But what's funny to me, and we always look for the funny, is I'm watching Get Up. We got Get Up on the studio TVs in here. And I just can't imagine these guys walking into work today thinking they were going to talk about like Dak Prescott and George Pickens and something LeBron related because that's what they do on Get Up. And they get this dropped on their lap and they've got friggin' Adam Schefter in there.
There's 36 people at the desk.
There's 36 people at the desk. None of whom are qualified to talk about an FBI investigation, which I found out in the last segment I shouldn't have gotten into, apart from giving the details, the surface details. You've got Dan Orlovsky up there who breaks NFL film down for a living, and he's giving opinions.
Taylor Lewan and Will Compton. I mean, like,
you got to find the comedy in this.
Where's Woj when you need him?
Yeah, seriously. But you got Dan Orlovsky sitting there like,
live the St. Bonaventure.
What the hell have I got myself into?
Yeah, that's one of those where you're sitting there like, don't come to me. Don't come to me. Don't come to me. Greeny's like, Crowley, what do you got?
Well, I think gambling with the mob is bad. Back to you. You can join Chris Muller at Lowe's, by the way, in McCandless this Sunday from 11 to 1. The Lowe's Earn Your Sunday Tour will set up from 10 a.m. until 2. You can play Madden 26, view player lockers, and register to win tickets to Super Bowl 60. This one-of-a-kind interactive experience is the perfect pregame primer. Lowe's is an official partner of the NFL. Will Howard back at practice. Opens up that 21-day window.
Good.
Do we like Will Howard more than some of these guys, a lot of these guys that are going to come out in this year's draft?
Based on what he did last year, yeah. He had a terrific senior season at Ohio State. Did some great things, obviously won the whole thing. And the leadership, the toughness, all those things are there. We just haven't seen him play. I mean, it's hard to make any determinations or declarations based off of a few practices.
You're going solely off of what he did at Ohio State and a little bit of Kansas State.
Yeah, but I mean, I would say if your college career is evergreen, which for him it has to be because he hasn't played in pro ball yet, not even preseason, he compares favorably, if not better than most, the quarterbacks coming out this year, statistically and otherwise. I mean, maybe Fernando Mendoza is the only one that you're like, well, okay, this guy has outperformed Will Howard. Everyone else is really taking a step back. I mean,
I like the Oregon kid. I like the kid from TCU.
I didn't like him against Indiana.
No. I mean, he got thoroughly outperformed by Mendoza, who looks like the bell of the ball right now.
But when you go into a class, when you go into a season and the top five, four of them aren't even there anymore, or five of them, they're not even considered to be probably top 20 picks at this point.
I'd be shocked if Aller went before the third round based on performance and then injury on top of that. I don't see it happening for him.
I feel bad for that kid, man. I do. I know you. I feel bad for him.
Definitely.
I think he was put in a terrible situation and obviously took the brunt of a lot of blame, which happens at that position. But I think his offensive coordinator did not do him any favors. Still think he has a lot of ability, but this isn't the NBA. Can't throw him in the G League. You don't draft off potential. You're looking for a guy, if you're drafting a quarterback in the top half of the first round, to come play for you. And he's got a lot to improve upon, including his health. But Mendoza doesn't, like, wow me. I mean, I honestly said this, going into last year's draft, Jackson Dart's a far more impressive player than Fernando Mendoza. And he's proven it. I mean, that was a duel between him and Bo Nix last week.
Ty Simpson's done some really good things.
He has.
At Alabama. He's protected the football.
He has.
He's got a good arm. He's taken shots down the field. I mean, they also have weapons. None of these guys have wowed me enough to think that you trade up for one of them.
No.
And that's what they're going to need to do.
Yeah, he's throwing to Williams and, it's like Carson Beck, too, at Miami. I mean, you're throwing to some of these. I mean, honestly, do yourself a favor. Go through the history books. What Alabama quarterback has really become a fixture in National Football League? And if you say Jalen Hurts, I'll remind you that he transferred to Oklahoma.
I was going to say, I got one that went to both schools.
Tua's now in, his last, his fourth year?
Did you hear what he said the other day?
Yeah, he's not throwing to Jalen Waddle because he's too short.
Which, never say the quiet part out loud.
The Miami Dolphins are a dumpster fire.
A dumpster fire. That's why we want Jalen Waddle. He doesn't want to be there.
I mean, he doesn't want to be there. He wants to get out of a burning building.
Jacoby Myers, by the way, requested a trade again. He did it this offseason. He's now requested another trade because
I would,
sucks.
Too. They keep throwing Geno out there. And
hey!
Not doing much, although my boy Kenny fumbled a snap.
I know.
But that happens. throwing picks, multiple picks week in and week out is not a good sign for the Raiders.
People are texting in Joe Namath. Yeah, okay, that's fair. That was also 50-plus odd years ago.
Joe Namath? We're talking modern age. I would say this. Alabama and Ohio State. And if your retort on this is C.J. Stroud, I'll give you a pass. Those two programs have – you are the beneficiary of rich talent on the perimeter that largely is better than everybody you play. Ohio State is even more so the case because they play in the Big Ten, and they're just more talented than everybody else.
Everybody.
And that includes Michigan, and that includes Penn State, everybody. Their skill is far better. Maybe Oregon and USC will bridge that gap from a skill standpoint, but they won't up front. So those quarterbacks get to the NFL, and all of a sudden, those dudes are everywhere. They're used to throwing to guys that are pretty wide open, or that you can throw open because they'll just elevate over a guy. So Ty Simpson, okay, he wasn't even on the radar coming into the year.
No, none of these guys were. Not really.
So I'm not drafting a guy like that in the first 20 picks.
I mean, Will Howard obviously did go to Ohio State, but he had good stuff on film at Kansas State, too.
If the Steelers are to not finish the season strong and are in a position to draft in the top 20, which I still don't see happening, and you were to argue and say, unless Fernando Mendoza wins a national championship, which I don't see happening, I don't see them beating Ohio State, you're say Fernando Mendoza or Ty Simpson, I would cite Kenny Pickett as a case in point. Show me their numbers at the end of the year and tell me they're better than Pickett's at 21. And they have better measurables and all those things. And I'll tell you, you're wrong. And that there is your, are we reaching for a guy that had one good year? And Kenny had a good career. He had one great year.
Correct, yeah.
Mendoza would be the same.
Yep.
Simpson would be the same.
Yep.
You don't build a career off of 1 year. And it's hard to draft off of 1 year. And that's been proven wrong more than it's been proven right.
People are crushing me for being a hypocrite because I have said Will Howard's not going to be the future quarterback of the Pittsburgh Steelers. I still don't think he will be, but I don't like this draft class. So bring me Rodgers, let him teach Will Howard, and then you're probably drafting a quarterback in 2027. That's what I would do right
now. What's City Limits saying right now?
Oh,
about this draft class?
It's best of all time, right?
That's what he said.
Jeff Hathorn joins us next. The segment was brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Visit them at awaken180weightloss.com. Oh my God, Dan Orlovsky's never sweated more on a television set than he is doing right now. Now it's time for the Hawk Report. The Hawk Report. With Odyssey Sports Director Jeff Hathorn. We are Marconi champions. And nobody deserves it more than you, Jeff. Seriously, man. You've been here the whole time. You are the reason that there's any kind of credibility over here. I mean, Pony's going to get his nipples pierced. Harry doesn't know anything about college football, and I can't pronounce anybody's name correctly. So I think we all owe a big debt of gratitude to you, big guy. Let's go.
Listen, this is a team thing. I'm just along for the ride with you guys, man. This has been awesome. You know, it's funny. Quick aside, I can remember sitting in our old boss, Michael Young's office. It was in a December, a few months before we were going to launch, said, listen, we've kind of talked about this because we had had meetings like, why is there not an FM sports station in this market? And he says, you think this is going to, you know, this will be successful? And I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, yes. And, you know, at the time we were taking on Stan and some established names in this market. But man, there has been a ton of hard work, and I love all you guys, man. That people don't realize when it sounds fun, it's because there's a lot of work in the background.
Yeah, man. And we love you too. And we have a friggin' great time doing really the greatest job in the world. And now I'm going to cry. So I'm going to talk about something else. Oh, Will Howard was there yesterday. Jeff, is he going to be the franchise quarterback?
He's starting. Oh, shoot. I wasn't supposed to say that.
It's great questions like that that are why we have a Marconi now.
Listen, I mean, I'm glad they're giving him an opportunity to have practice reps. And I mean, I think the opportunity is there for him in practice squad to kind of show what he can do. Not, you know, it's a shame he didn't have, you know, preseason games or exhibition games. And that he didn't have the entire season, but at least he'll have this. I think it would have been a mistake to kind of leave, you know, worry about, well, we want to bring somebody else back. I don't want to waste it on Will Howard. I think you need to have him active just to see what he can do from a practice setting and not have him sit out a year. Because, guys, even if he was healthy and you just made that decision, like, just the rules are, like, he can't throw with any of these guys. Like, that's a major violation. So imagine a whole year as a quarterback where you can't throw with your teammates.
Yeah, that's a big deal, having played the position. Jeff, speaking of quarterbacks, a lot of reporting going around about Aaron Rodgers coming back in 2026. There's a lot of 2025 left. But as we sit here today, our sports director, how do you handicap this thing? Percentage. That Rodgers comes back and is a Pittsburgh Steeler next season?
as we sit here today, and they're in first place in the division, still feeling good about themselves even after this Cincinnati loss, and that he is healthy, unless his tackle tackles him again, I think it would be 70% that he would be back. I mean, but by the end of the year, you may not be feeling the same way. You may not be as optimistic about the team, but I think when you he opened the door. I mean, he kind of closed it, and then he opened it back up. I mean, this isn't anything that was made up. This was him talking. And I think he really is enjoying. Like, I've never seen a quarterback or so comfortable in his skin as he is. He truly does enjoy it right now. Now, that can change over the next couple of months, but as we sit right now, yeah, I think he would want to come back.
With that being said, oh, holy hawk who floats above us.
Caw!
And as you get your, you settle down in Omar Khan's office, and you know that you're planning for success this year, but next year is critically important too. You've got a window with some of these players. Would you, in an effort to bolster the supporting cast, part with a defensive piece to add a receiver for Aaron Rodgers on offense?
Yeah, I think that's, to your point, I think that's probably more likely in an offseason than it would be before the trade deadline in a couple of weeks. I don't see them. Now, that being said, Omar has done a lot of things that we haven't seen a Steelers GM do. It's just, it's been atypical of what we've seen. So I don't want to count anything out, but I think it would be more in the offseason. But yes, because in order to get that type of piece, unless it's going to be pure draft, you're going to have to clear up some cap space. And the place to do that is on the defensive side. And I'm sure everybody would point to Alex. And with the way that Nick has played, I understand why.
Last thing for Jeff, because we've horribly screwed up the clock. Aaron Rodgers says this isn't a revenge game. Is this a revenge game for Aaron Rodgers?
I do think he's come to some peace with what happened in Green Bay. Like, he's had a little time, a couple years now, to reflect on it. But come on now. I mean, if he rolled off a lot of guys he knows in the front office, equipment, that he's still friends with the team photographer at Green Bay. And I don't doubt any of that. But there's the front office. And you know that he wants to show that he could still play and that they should have drafted receivers instead of his replacement years ago. So, yeah, I believe that he has come to peace with a lot of this. I think he's genuine with that. But, yeah, there's a side. It does him no good to say that because then it only stirs stuff up. But, yeah, you kind of get the sense that, I mean, he brought it up on his own right after a horrible loss in Cincinnati.
Yes.
About how he's looking forward to playing Green Bay for the first time. I mean, you don't do that right after a loss unless it's been rolling in the back of your mind for a little bit.
Jeff, we appreciate the insight and reporting as always. And you are a champion.
Congrats, boys.
You are a champion. Terrible dismount by me. Thank you, Jeff.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Jeff.
Much more on 93.7thefan.com. That was the Hawk Report. That was the Hawk Report. The Hawk Report. Coming up next, I said Joe Flacco was my least favorite quarterback ever.
What?
I did. I said that Monday this week. I have changed my mind in record time. Why? We'll tell you next.
Take myself out of that mindset, call home, go sit at a restaurant by myself and realize that, man, that's pretty enjoyable to do. After there's not too many situations, I tell people all the time. I mean, I used to see guys sitting at a bar by themselves or, you know, just sitting by themselves eating and grabbing a little meal. And I'm like, man, I feel so bad for that guy. Like, you almost want to go join him. And now I realize, like, that dude was in heaven.
That's Joe Flacco, Bengals quarterback. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. He's 1,000% right, Bostic.
Is there anything better than being at a bar by yourself?
No. No, there's not.
Probably being with, like, really good friends.
Yeah.
But if you're coming...
Kids are way down the list.
Yeah, if you're tired or just kind of... Need to like relax, just belly up, couple brewskis and a meal.
I like a quiet pub where you're belly up to the bar.
Yep.
You get yourself a sandwich.
Oh, yeah.
You have a couple of beverages.
Yep. Watching a game.
You're watching a game, and you talk to nobody but the bartender. That's Nirvana.
I love Flacco. You hate Flacco?
Hey,
just because he was a Raven?
Yeah, because he's not that good, and he beats them all the damn time. So I can't stand him. He's a thorn in the side of Pittsburgh and always has been. Now, Mike's Beer Bar next Wednesday is not going to be a quiet establishment. From 6 until 8, it'll be the event of the century. Andrew Filippone gets his nipples pierced. Now, Pony has recently tweeted out that the tickets will be on sale starting tomorrow on the website. Tickets will be $33, and it all goes to fighting breast cancer. So you get to see Pony do something that nobody should ever have to do if they don't want to do it. And you can help fight breast cancer at a wonderful establishment. I will be there. I believe Bostic will be there. Callis will be there.
What time is this happening?
6 until 8.
Did you know it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month too? So it's
there
perfect.
You go.
Yeah, it's probably going to head right down from the Pat Narduzzi show and head down there.
I can't wait for the environment. I can't wait for the atmosphere. He's going to handle it like a champ. I'll tell you one thing I can't do is watch it. I cannot watch.
Would you faint?
I might. I don't do needles, man. Like, anytime I've given blood or get shots, my eyes are closed the entire time. It makes me queasy.
You said I can drive you down, though, right?
Dude, well, I'm going to have beers, man.
Yes!
Pony's going to follow through. It's a champ. You're a champion. You are a champion.
We're all champions, baby, because guys like Pony are willing to put their nipples on the line for the great people of Pittsburgh. And if Pony wasn't so terribly
wrong.
He truly
has skin in the game.
He does. He does. If he wasn't willing to put his nipples on the line, there wouldn't be all this new money flowing into breast cancer research. So good on Pony for following through. And I'm really looking forward to that event. Pat, this was fun.
This was a blast.
Let's do it again next week.
Let's do it again next week.
Harry, congratulations on finally winning Quiz Callis.
That was the highlight of my day.
I can't wait to see that posted online. I hope it is posted online.
It's long because he just kept going, man.
He named 40 World
Rattle
Series champions
off.
And who they beat. All right. We'll talk to Ince tomorrow at 5:40. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group. Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, high of 52, low of 42, 30% chance of rain.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.